This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former President Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate soon. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Senator Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to 5 deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Senate confirmed retired General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense Friday, the second cabinet nominee of new President Joe Biden to gain approval, and the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Austin sailed through with overwhelming support from both Biden's Democrats and opposition Republicans, who voted 93-2 in his favor. The retired four-star general will be the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense and takes on the job as the Pentagon sees the need for greater efforts to root out racism in the ranks and give more opportunities for leadership positions to minorities. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and U.S. President Joe Biden are scheduled to speak later Friday to discuss their bilateral relationship. Russia and the United States drew closer Friday to extending a nuclear pact ahead of the fast-approaching expiration date of the last arms control accord between the former Cold War rivals. The New START treaty, which is due to expire February 5th, is seen as a rare opportunity for compromise between Moscow and Washington, whose ties have further deteriorated over recent cyber hacking and election meddling accusations. This is VOA News. The Biden administration plans to discuss the need for economic stimulus with a group of senators Sunday, the White House National Economic Council director said Friday, as it seeks to build support for further coronavirus relief. The World Health Organization will begin considering China's 2 COVID-19 vaccines for emergency approval next week, the World Health Organization Assistant Director General said Friday. China is promoting 2 vaccines made by Sinopharm and Sinovac and has signed deals to export millions of doses of both of them. The WHO is also looking into providing emergency approval for AstraZeneca's vaccines from manufacturing sites in South Africa and India. Lithuania's president said Friday the country would receive enough COVID-19 vaccines to inoculate 70% of its population by early July, and that this would achieve herd immunity. The ambitious supply schedule hinges on vaccines from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson being approved for use in the European Union, in addition to the Pfizer shot already being administered. That's what the president said. He told reporters, quote, the challenge is about to change from vaccine shortages to setting up mass vaccinations, end quote. Shanghai has imposed lockdowns on 2 of China's best-known hospitals after they were linked to new coronavirus cases, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Outpatient services have been suspended at both of the facilities, and they've been cordoned off along with some surrounding residential communities after months of quelling small clusters with mass testing, isolation and social distancing. China has seen outbreaks grow this winter, mainly in the cold north. The National Health Commission has announced 103 new cases have been detected over the past 24-hour period alone. Lockdowns have also been imposed in parts of Beijing and other cities following outbreaks. Schools are letting out early, and citizens have been told to stay home for next month's Lunar New Year holiday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Belgium will ban non-essential trips out of the country starting Wednesday in a bid to curb the spread of coronavirus infections, especially highly contagious variants, a government official said. The official spoke on condition of anonymity ahead of a media conference by the prime minister, who was to present details of the ban. Ukrainian authorities detained 4 people Friday in connection to a nursing home fire as the country announced a national day of mourning for the victims of the blaze. The fire broke out Thursday on the second floor of an illegal care home in Kharkiv, the second largest city of the ex-Soviet republic, killing 15 people and injuring several others. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.